listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Eddie Bates.
And I'm Kevin Robson.
Hey, thanks for filling in, Kevin. It's great to have you. We have a new series, and you're jumping in with some great stories about mercy work. So thanks for being our guest
host. Fantastic, and thanks for the opportunity. You know, I don't think I'll be able to hold up to the standard that Sarah does, but we'll do our best to try and make up for it in some way possible. But we'll see.
Well, I'm just excited to get to collaborate with you on this series. We're going to zero in on some mercy work that the LCMS has been doing thanks to wonderful contributors. So we're going to share these stories.
Absolutely. One of the cornerstones of our work is mercy. It's the third mission priority of the Synod that we do works of human care in close proximity to Word and Sacrament ministry, fundamental to the mission and ministry of the LCMS, her congregations, schools, and all of the other agencies that pull together to advance the gospel around the world.
And caring for those who carry out the Lord's work, who serve the church. We're going to talk about that today. We're going to zero in on that for our first conversation in this series. Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. You can find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu. Live uncommon. Joining us today, Deaconess Mary Ann Hayter. She's the manager for grants administration for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Deaconess Hayter, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It's great to be here with you.
So today we're going to talk about Soldiers of the Cross, and it's an LCMS program that supports LCMS church workers. Tell us a little bit about this program and maybe how you first learned about Soldiers of the Cross.
Yeah, I first learned about Soldiers of the Cross when I became the grant administration manager here at the Synod. I didn't really know about the program before that, but since then I have grown to just really appreciate the love and care that the Synod, together working in partnership with districts, expresses to our church workers in a real tangible way to come alongside them in their time of need.
Yeah, you know, I think this is just one example, again, Andy and Mary Ann, of the way in which our church body has found a very creative and powerful means of taking care of our church workers, which is also another mission priority of the Synod, to promote and nurture the physical, spiritual, and mental well-being of all of our professional church workers. It's an essential part of delivering the word to all of our constituents, is making sure our church workers are well cared for. And Mary Ann is an integral part of that work here from the International Center in St. Louis.
So what questions do you have for Mary Ann today? You know a lot about this program, but you know that all the work that she does in it. So what questions do you want to ask to let our listeners know more about the work that Mary Ann does?
Well, maybe I want to start with maybe something pointed more at Mary Ann, because I'm sure she's going to be able to tell us some examples of the kind of impact that this program makes on our fellow church workers here. But I want to start off with a question for Mary Ann. How does this impact you, Mary Ann? I know you, just in your voice, the joy that you experience in carrying out your job, which can be very complex at times, a lot of minutiae and a lot of nuances, a lot of uniqueness to every situation that we're talking about here. But tell us what causes you to be personally involved in this, joyful over the work that you've been given to do.
Sure. Yeah, that's absolutely true. Everything you said. When people hear sometimes that I am an administrator and I work with grants, they can tend to glaze over, like, who would want to be a grant administrator? But this is the real work of the church happening in so many, you know, in all of our grant programs. But in this one in particular, I really get to get a personal connection with our church workers, to meet them where they're at, to see firsthand, just real up close and personal, mercy flowing out in the name of Jesus Christ. And that is an amazing thing to participate in. And I know that I'm seeing it up close and personal, but I think of all of the pieces too, all of the parts that brought it to that point, you know, from our donors who provide the funds, to our districts who are also caring for workers and working in collaboration with us, to all of the pieces along the way, and the peoples, including the congregations there who are helping and supporting workers as well. It's like we can all come together and jointly be the body of Christ right in this situation.
What would be some examples of the work of Soldiers of the Cross? What would be some examples of the situations where Soldiers of the Cross makes a difference for someone?
Sure. Well, number one, the highest or the greatest need in terms of a frequency that we see is workers who find themselves in a medical crisis or someone in their immediate family in a medical crisis. And that could be an unexpected hospitalization. It could be, you know, a cancer diagnosis and treatment that comes after that. It could be any sort of medical situation. I have one here that I would love to share with you, a specific one. We had a Lutheran school teacher who lost, had an autoimmune illness that was affecting his hearing. And he began to lose hearing in his ear, in both ears. And he applied for Soldiers of the Cross for some specialized hearing aids that he needed that were very expensive, in the thousands of dollars. And I was so touched by what he wrote. I asked for his permission to be able to share it. And so I can share that freely with you. One of the things that he said is that he just wants to be an effective teacher for as long as possible and to be able to best support and interact with his wife and his children. And it was just a need that he had that we were able to meet. When he received the Soldiers of the Cross grant, he told us two things. He said, first, he was so thankful for the generosity and the money would tremendously help him transition through the challenge. But secondly, he said, and I'm going to read this quote, "Let me share that while the money is truly helpful, what is just as important to me is the feeling of support and encouragement that this grant communicates. I know I am one of many working for Christ's message to be shared. I have felt the support of my immediate church and school, but it is so uplifting to feel a greater bond with the community of Christ. Thank you for helping me experience that through this generosity." That's the kind of thing that we're doing with Soldiers of the Cross.
Yeah. You know, Marianne, this is, if my calculus is correct, I think we're now into like 20 years of this initiative. It started back in 2004 or thereabouts, and it's grown. No doubt it's grown from its beginnings. Can you tell us a little bit about like how many people this serves in a given year? What sort of, give us a sense of the scope of the work that we're doing here in this area as a synod?
Sure. So I mentioned, I'll just back up for a second and then come into that. I mentioned that medical expenses are a big thing, right? Some of our other areas where people often find themselves in a financial pinch and in that need is when a pastor or a church worker transitions from one call to another. They can need some, you know, temporary emergency assistance to make that transition. We also help people who are facing unexpected housing issues or automobile issues or any sort of emergency sort of situation that was unexpected that happened. And so those can add up. And just, you know, coming out of the pandemic with the COVID-19 pandemic, we know that we helped over 800 church workers just during that time. And when we responded to that need throughout the pandemic, we realized even more what a gem that the Soldiers of the Cross program was and how integral it was to us serving our church workers. And so we put in the resources to make some changes on our end to administer this even in a different way that allowed us to see, to help more and to see where the need was and to meet those needs. So we're finding that now we're serving around 50 church workers a year in the last couple of years, even just on normal, not pandemic related types of issues.
So how would, any other stories that you wanted to share today in terms of examples before we go to our break?
Sure. I think another one that maybe, you know, it struck a chord, it touched me. You don't think about, sometimes we can take for granted everything that is involved from a pastor saying, yes, I will go there to that church and I will serve that church. And oftentimes very quickly, pastors are trying to purchase homes, make living arrangements for their family. And we had a young pastor's family that did such a thing, and come to find out when they got there and were in the house, there was mold throughout the house. And his children began to become sick, and his wife. And so there was housing to remediate the mold. And then there were medical bills, and this family was really in crisis. And we were able to come alongside them again with participation with the district as well in a Soldiers of the Cross grant to help them out.
Well, thanks be to God for that. And that he was able to continue to carry out what he's been given to do as a pastor, to move forward in that work that he's been given in that call.
Yeah. Example to me of the body of Christ actually behaving as a body, right? Mm-hmm. One part needs some assistance, some help, and the other parts of the body step in to ensure that, in particular, in this case, our church workers are enabled to proceed with the calling that God has given them to do.
We're talking about Soldiers of the Cross with Deaconess Mary Ann Hayter. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment in a special Mercy Story series. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Kevin Robson.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
And I'm Kevin Robs.
We are in a special Mercy Story series today. We're talking with Deaconess Mary Ann Hayter. She's the LCMS Manager of Grants Administration. We're learning about Soldiers of the Cross and an outstanding program that is a part of the mercy work of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, thanks to very generous donors who have contributors who have made who have really helped support and advance the mercy work of the LCMS.
You know, and this is just part of the outstanding commitment that our donors, our contributors have made to all aspects of our mercy work as a church body. And, you know, without our donors, Mary Ann, we wouldn't have the ability to deliver the benefits to so many of these church workers under Soldiers of the Cross. So I'm very appreciative of those donors who have made that possible through their gifts to LCMS Mercy, LCMS World Relief and Human Care, any other number of different ways in which people have contributed to the effort here. Mary Ann, I'm curious about, I'm a church worker who is got some need that has come up, and how do I go about actually applying for one of these grants, or how does that happen? And there's, I think, several different ways in which that might come to our attention here in St. Louis, but tell us how it works.
So as a church worker, if you're interested in a Soldiers of the Cross grant and your situation, we always encourage you to reach out to your district office. Each district office has a Soldiers of the Cross grant administrator, but usually, and you can just count on it, talk to the district president. He wants to know what's happening in your life and be a support to you as well. So we work very closely with the districts. When you're ready to actually submit an application, you can go out to the LCMS website, to the Soldiers of the Cross webpage, and you can read all about it, but you can scroll down to the bottom and say, apply online. There's a button there. And you just click that button and the application, will launch, and you can submit your application from that link.
When it's several of the situations you described were kind of emergency or urgent situations. What does that process look like when you're in an urgent or an emergency situation like that, going to fill out a form? Then what do we do from there?
Sure. So those applications come in to me, and I will route them through our, we're working, like I said, again, you're hearing a theme here. We're working very closely on this with our districts, and we've developed relationships with those districts where we will, they use our system, our actual online review of that application. The districts are using that also. And so I just assign it to them, and then they comment on it, and then it comes back to me. We, you know, go through it here at the Synod, and we know the circumstances, and we make a priority to process our Soldiers of the Cross grants requests as quickly as we can. And we do that again. What they can expect is an email. We don't send anything in the mail. We're moving very quickly here. You're going to get an email award announcement with the agreement. Everything is digital. And so you send it back that way. There are no papers involved. And then we send a portion of the grant is paid by the Synod and by the district. And so we send to the district, and they will send the entire award to the church worker.
Marianne, what happens if I'm a lay person in a congregation and I notice that my pastor or maybe a teacher in the school might need some help, and they're a little reluctant to go forward and ask for it? And that's, I think a lot of times we see that in this process where church workers being very humble and not wanting to impose are reluctant to actually go to that website, push that button, and fill out a grant application. So I care about my pastor, and I want to help. And I think he needs some help. How would I go about maybe facilitating that connection as a layperson?
Well, I think that's a great point. And we certainly have experienced that. That is something that is out there. I think that as a layperson, you're seeing that. And I think you can come alongside your pastor as well and let them know that you love and care for them, and that this resource exists. You can point them to the resources. You can implore them, you know, and urge them to do that. You can refer them to this, to listen to this coffee hour online when it's published. And you can just get them, pray for them, and continue to urge them to use the resource. You cannot apply for them, but you can direct, make it, you know, encourage them.
Yeah, I guess maybe another question here is, so is the application process confidential? Who knows about this? Because, and I'll say just from my seat here in the International Center, I have no idea who is receiving these grants. There's never a list that's published. It never gets circulated here internally within the Synod. But Marianne, can you tell us about how that works too?
Right. We work very diligently to keep things confidential when they're entered on a Soldiers of the Cross application. If we share any information with like leadership here of what kind of needs that we're seeing, it's all anonymized. We keep just the utmost in confidentiality in this process. That being said, your district president will, you know, he will see the application. That's part of the review. And there are certainly individuals like myself who are seeing the application here, but we all treat that as, you know, very sensitive. We keep it confidential. Even in the favorite story that I shared earlier about the teacher with the needing the hearing aid, I shared with you that I had his permission to share that, because I wouldn't even share something which was a wonderful, heartfelt thing written to me. I wouldn't even share that without asking for his permission to share it. So we protect that confidentiality.
That's certainly important. Let's talk more about who we are and why we do this. I know we started with that, but let's talk about the mission priorities of the LCMS. How does this support the mission priorities of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod?
Well, I think Kevin mentioned earlier that this fits into our mission priority number 5, to promote and nurture the spiritual, emotional, financial, and physical well-being of our pastors and professional church workers. And so Soldiers of the Cross grant, you know, we could look at it and say this is financial support, but this is a lot more than financial support. It's financial support, it's spiritual care. We also, I should mention in that in that regard, that we do also reach out to these workers with some spiritual care as well. In addition to the grant, we follow up with them and just have a personal, try to have a personal contact with them and see, pray with them and offer our support.
Sure. Financial wellness is an important part of that whole wellness picture, right? You know, and so if there's a financial struggle, that's going to impact every other sense of wellness for that church worker and for those that they serve, right?
Right. So with Soldiers of the Cross, this is mercy, right? It's all mercy. And so it fits under our mercy priority, but it's also worker wellness that it fits under as well, because we're showing mercy to our workers. We're helping their overall wellness, like you said, from the financial impacts at all.
You know, Andy and Marianne, I think that this, again, is just another facet of the gem here that's going on in our mercy work as a church body, that the Lord has called us not only to deliver the means of grace and the proclaimed word and the sacraments administered to Christ's institution, but also that we embody the love of God for us in Christ by love toward our neighbor. In Upper Room, Christ said to the disciples, you know, a new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you. And that love that he's talking about there is this self-sacrificial, selfless ability to deliver care and need for people, just as Christ did throughout his earthly ministry here, to not only proclaim God's word and all of its truth and its saving power, but also to physically take care of the needs of those to whom he came across in his sojourn here on earth. So I'm so proud to be part of the work of the team here, working with Marianne, just fabulous of the work that's gone on here and continues to develop. Marianne, there's another sort of parallel to Soldiers of the Cross. That's Veterans of the Cross. Tell us what the difference is between Soldiers of the Cross and Veterans of the Cross.
Okay, I'll do my best, as is on the front end, because maybe the most, from my perspective, distinctive difference is I don't administer Veterans of the Cross.
Yeah.
So that's I'm glad that you brought that up, because it is a frequently confused thing and it slows down the process of getting the help that people need, right? So if a pastor's retired, that would be Veterans of the Cross program for assistance for retired pastors. For active or rostered pastors who are not retired, pastors and professional church workers, Soldiers of the Cross.
Very good. Thanks for making that distinction. Before we go, how can we learn more? You mentioned the website earlier. What's the website again for Soldiers of the Cross?
So you go to the lcms.org. website under How We Serve Mercy, Serving Church Workers, you'll find Soldiers of the Cross, or you can just type soldiers into the search bar at the top, and it will, you know, the first return will be Soldiers of the Cross page.
Very good. And we'll provide that link in the program notes today as well. Our guest, Deaconess Marianne Hayter, she's LCMS Manager of Grants Administration, sharing with us about Soldiers of the Cross today. Thanks for being our guest.
Thank you.
And Kevin, thank you so much for joining me for this series. It's going to be fun digging into more stories of mercy work in the LCMS. Thanks for joining me.
Always glad to be with you, Andy, and the great listeners here.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Kevin Robbs.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.